Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Oh, Chris gave you the finger. Did you see that?
I did.
He gave you that thing you came into radio to experience.
Oh, he gave me the on the air.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, buddy. I didn't know he did that. I've been waiting for that.
Give it a big one.
Pow. I think that means he farted.
Oh, yeah. We want you to...
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I laugh every time because we have a new beginning, and it's very very 80s, very Max Headroom. I expect to look across and see Drew, like, wearing a sport coat, the sleeves pulled up, listening to a little Oingo Boingo and a Walkman or something. Very 80s. All right, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we're here to talk about the X Games. Ronnie Renner's here. Chad Kagey's here. Ronnie does a freestyle motocross, and Chad does BMX. And nice to see you guys, by the way. I'm a big fan of the X Games, and this is a sport that has gone berserk in the last, handful of years, but say especially the last 3 to 5. And it's because the stuff is getting crazier tenfold from one year to the next. I mean, it's not like other sports where, basketball, football, it's just sort of a slow progression, guys hitting a little harder, doing a little better dunking.
In those spirits, the actual humanity actually has to evolve. You need bigger people, stronger people.
Right.
This just needs
more pot and bigger ramps.
That's right.
Is really how the sport evolves. But the stuff that's going on, now, let's see. Chad broke his neck, right, in the gravity games?
Last year, last September.
Doing a double backflip on a bike.
Got a compression fracture?
C5 broke in half, horizontal.
Wow.
And it was stable.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a weird situation. I ended up getting up and riding my bike afterward. I stretched out the ligaments in the back of my neck, too.
That's a man. Got up on the bike, rode it. Yeah, Drew, not many guys can do that, right?
No.
After a broken neck?
No.
Drew, what would you be doing after a broken neck?
Crying.
That's right. And for how long?
Let's see. What time of day was that?
About noon.
Seven months.
7-8 months?
Yeah.
Okay. I drove by the ramps on the way, I came in from New York about a week and a half ago, and I saw the big plywood ramps set up. One looked like a takeoff, the other looked like a landing ramp. But I was trying to figure out what was going to go on these ramps, because the takeoff ramp was about 4 or 5 stories, and the landing seemed like it was about 15, 20 feet off the ground, and they seemed kind of spread apart. And what's going on those ramps?
That's the new thing right there.
Is that the skateboarding?
Skateboard best trick, I think.
Yeah, the skateboarding has like this giant ski jump, one big 50-foot jump, and like a 20-foot tall quarter pipe to get air on the end.
Oh, my God.
Drew, it's like Dr. Seuss drew it up. Like, if you just stood on the bottom of it and someone said, like, handed you a skateboard and said, here, get up there, you'd be like, oh, come on. Are you kidding? What are you talking about? Nobody go off that with a skate. You can't do anything off that. You could get a wino to the top and roll him down or slide him down or something. You couldn't do anything with that. First off, it looks like it goes straight down for about the first 3 stories, and then it starts to peel off.
3 stories.
It's a monstrosity.
It's like 65, 70 degrees, and it's 75 feet tall.
Oh yeah, it's 8 stories tall.
How do you not just kill yourself going down?
I don't know. You drive. How do you not kill yourself at the top? You just put a bullet in your head. You go, no, I'm not going to do it.
Right, yes.
Too scared. I mean,
jump off the other side. Get it over with.
That's what I would do. That's my big trick.
The other move.
Judges holding up 10s.
I always said that the skateboard guys are, just mostly technical, and they do pull some gnarly stuff. But the motocross guys, we do the big jumps and everything, but they definitely raised the bar for skateboarding this year, because I don't even want to drop in on my dirt bike.
I would look at that thing, and it's like, what the hell are they doing with that? I was just driving by when they were putting it up, and I was thinking, what are they doing? But let's talk about that dirt bike for a second, Ronnie. By the way, I saw some guys doing a went a demo in front of Kimmel's on when they closed the street off a few weeks back. I don't know if you had anything to do with that.
I think that was like an X Games preview.
Right on Hollywood. And here's what they do now, Drew. It's crazy. They'll just close off a street. They'll set up a ramp. But the ramp's only about 3-4 feet wide. It's not that wide. There's not a lot of room for air. And it goes up real at a real steep angle and just launches people, and they don't get a long run at it. They do a turn, quick, probably second gear acceleration, and they just hit it with so much momentum and thrust that it just, and it's so steep that it just sends them. Launches them. Guy did a flip, landed on some landing ramp 30 feet away, like just out in the middle of the street.
Try 80, Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We're gnarly, dude.
Wow. I tell you and you know, we got to stop kissing skateboard ass here. I was just marveling. Actually, not at the skateboards, but the construction. CDX ply, good one side, a finger joint. And the whole thing was put in with tech screws, Drew. It was beautiful.
Piece of work.
Two coats of Varathane exterior. It's nice. Nice stuff. No, but the, yeah, the motocross stuff is the, The thing about the bike, the BMX stuff is gets real hairy when they start getting inverted. But then you got the motorcycle stuff where they're getting inverted. They're getting upside down. And the bike's going to land on them. It defies description. I don't even know. Like, Drew, you watch like the movie On Any Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You ever guys see that movie On Any Sunday? Don't you have to watch movies like that?
Yep, but that's like the endless summer for surfing, and,
right,
you know,
right.
I think every sport's got one of those.
Well, they show a guy riding a wheelie for 30 feet on a sand dune, and it was like, oh, wow, look at that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they would literally show guys just going around a berm. Just, you know, the berm was 2.5 feet high, and the guy's got himself some hiking boots and a football helmet on, and he's wearing a long sleeve velour shirt with some foam rubber duct tape to his arm, and he's just going around. Hey, look at him. He's going around the berm. Wow. Could watch that for hours. And they just have 30 guys all going around the berm and some surfing music playing in the background. It was like, wow. Kids would kill you now if you tried to show them that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, where it has come from that to what it is today in the relatively short period of time is absolutely amazing. So, all right, so what's the schedule like? The game started today. They go through Sunday. What do you guys have on tap?
You know, there's a lot going on, you know, between the BMX guys, us, skateboarding. Do they have rollerblading anymore? I hope not, but I don't know. I mean,
just one thing, but tomorrow night, I'm going to be riding the vert finals at like 7 o'clock inside the Staples Center.
And oh, that's insane.
Saturday afternoon at like 3 o'clock, I'll be doing the park finals.
How, okay, is the park, or what's the vert is the half pipe, right?
Single half pipe. Yeah.
Oh, single half pipe.
It's just a single ramp.
Oh, single half pipe. All right, so it's a U.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the U-bend.
Right, and the park is what?
Basically like a parking lot full of a variety of different ramps.
Right.
Box jumps, quarter pipes, spine, stuff like that, walls.
Right, and they have the same thing for the skateboarders, right?
Yeah.
They have the pipe, and then they have, like, the park where they're doing all those crazy grind things, and it's just a cracked testicle waiting to happen. How much air do you get over the top of the ramp?
Vert ramp, we go about 12 feet over the top of that, and the ramp's 13 and a half feet tall.
Yeah, and people really, if you picture, you want to picture, people at 12 feet, stand on her basketball hoop and then picture just about the top of the board,
yeah,
and there's your 12 feet. Yeah, it's maybe about 13 and a half, but the point is
go stand
that's
up
a story
there,
and a half.
Yeah. Stand
go stand up.
There.
Up go, just go up on a rock that's 12 feet above a swimming pool and jump into it.
Yeah. Always, always feels good to fall from that.
You know what's bad enough is getting people who look at it from down on the floor. They go, oh, you don't look like you're going that high. Just get them on top of the ramp to look down.
Oh,
first
yeah.
2 feet of that ramp are straight up and down that you can't see unless you hover your head over the top.
Wow. Right.
I was watching the Moto Best Trick tonight. I wasn't into that. And that's just getting out of control. And I'm getting old. So.
Yeah.
And I'm standing up on top of the half pipe. You know, and I jump dirt bikes. I've gone 200 feet before and probably 60 feet high. I don't even know. But I'm looking down on this 12-foot vert ramp. And I'm like, I ain't doing that.
It's
Did you
crazy.
Just say you're getting old?
Yeah.
He's 21.
27, dude. I'm washed up.
Where'd you go 200 feet on a dirt bike? On, like, sand dunes or something?
No, like, Central, I don't even know what that's called up there, getting up the coast in Cali, rolling hills.
Just on dirt?
Yeah, just build a kicker on those rolling hills and land on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, 200 feet. I don't know what the record is. I know Robbie Knievel jumped on the Intrepid the other night.
Thank
although
God.
He kept saying he was jumping over the Intrepid, and I was on the Intrepid. I got to sue TNN or TNT or whatever, whoever did this. My brain exploded. I was on the Intrepid the week before he jumped it, or a few days before he jumped it, and it kept saying Robbie Knievel jumps over the Intrepid. It's an aircraft carrier, and I was looking at it from every angle going, he's not going to be able to jump over this. I don't see how he's going to jump over. He jumped on it. He jumped on it.
Yeah.
He jumped like a helicopter in an airplane. Yeah. It was okay, but I mean, that's the other thing. Yeah, you don't like it.
I know guys that can do that and do a heart attack or a Superman seat grab off of it.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, living off his dad's name. His dad's an animal. We all got mad respect for Evil.
Yeah.
But come on, take the feather out of your head and
well, he's
hanging it up.
You think you're an old man. He's like 42 and he's jumping those things. So
God, he makes dirt bike riders. It's embarrassing. He's all front end high and
can't have that. No. But I would I give him his props. He did go building to building in Vegas a year ago, and I thought to myself, well, you break the chain on the approach to that. That's not a great day. I'll give you a little credit on the building to building. But, but his old man doing that stuff on a Harley, that's the crazy part.
Hell that's insane. Yeah. Suspension.
The suspension, these guys got...
Shot a wild turkey and go for it.
Maybe a couple. And then a quick speech to the kids about dope.
And safety.
And then safety. Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's Evil. A handful of painkillers, a few barbiturates, a couple shots of wild turkey. I make the jump. Then afterward, we talk about safety and dope to the kids. he was great. He was a great blowhard. I mean, he first off, he had leather flares. You know, he had bell-bottom leathers. He jumped in essentially Beatles boots. He didn't wear Vans. You know, he wore hard leather, smooth, zip-up on the side, 60s, the kind of boots that Spock wore in Star Trek. You understand? Like, you would slide right off a peg if you got on a bike with those boots on, just immediately. He'd be wearing those boots. He had, like, the chain guard on his Harley, and about an inch and a half of travel in the back. Like, the rear fender was an inch above the back tire. Like, the bike would just crash on its own when he landed. Like, it was trained to crash. Like, you would see him land, and it was fine, but it was like these movies where they jump the General Lee over the river. They show it land, and then they show all the suspension blow out, and the thing gets squirrely, and then they cut to them going down the road again with the green screen behind him. But they never made that cut. Like, he would just land, and then you just see the bike start getting all over the place. If he had your bike today, he'd be all right, right?
Yeah, he'd be jumping Snake River Canyon for sure.
The rocket
car. Kids, don't do dope. Stay in school.
Take it from Evil.
Now,
wear your seatbelt.
I'm going to have another shot of Jane B and beat a photographer with a baseball bat. God bless you. Nice speech. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
Well, I did a piercing a while ago, and it's still pussing. I was wondering, like, how long is it supposed to be pussing?
How long ago did you do it?
About a month or two ago.
Seems long.
Where is this piercing?
It's on my penis.
And you did it yourself?
Yes.
By the way, that's up there. You ought to give a speech to kids about dope and staying in school, because that's right up there.
And about dangerous behaviors. Yeah, what's up with Kyle? What's going on?
I think Evil would have said, don't pierce your penis.
Kids, stay away from dope, stay in school, and for Christ's sake, don't shove a spear through your dork. Yeah? Chad?
Kyle, if that really gets infected, you've heard about the flesh-eating bacteria?
Yes.
Okay, that can get going down there, and that can really be a catastrophe. So I suggest you take it out and see a doctor, get some antibiotics.
And Kyle, we would talk to you more, but we don't want to.
Man, just leave your schlong alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this is the kind of guy that starts filleting the penis and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yep.
You sound like you have a little bit of a personality disorder. Is that true?
No.
No. No, are you just an a-hole, or what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I am an a-hole, but, you know...
You are.
Well, yeah, but I've been wanting to do that for a while, so I...
All right, but let me just give a evil-like warning to all the 16-year-old male a-holes out there. Here's what happens. Let me explain. You kick a few asses, but you get your ass kicked the majority of the time in life.
You know, I have to do some commenting on that Mary Kay Letourneau thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to go back together again. They're so in love. He's 21 now.
This is the teacher that hooked up with a 13-year-old student.
12-year-old student.
Well, 12, 13. Yeah. It's gray area there. Difference. Yeah, had herself. I had three or four kids, by the way.
With him. Two with him. I had four beginning and two with him. Yeah. So at 15, he's got two
All right,
kids.
Let's just reset for a second. And Drew, that was right in the middle of my a-hole speech, by the way.
Well, I thought you'd like to break into this a-hole.
Okay. Well, why don't you wait till I'm done with my a-hole? I was telling kids to stay off the dope and not be a-holes.
I see.
Thank you, Producer Ann. She got me some water. Here's the thing. Mary Kay Letourneau is a semi-hot-looking teacher who was getting it on with her 12, maybe 13-year-old student who's like, looks like some sort of like, he's like Samoan, but the guy just looks like a gangbanger.
Sociopath, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's hard when you're 12 or 13 to know, you know, you can go many different directions. Wow. So she has the relationship with this kid. She's got three, four kids of her own and a husband. The kids and the husband moved to Alaska, by the way. That's what Alaska's for.
That's what it's for.
They've
got a story. They get in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's like people coming to Alaska. It's like, why are you here? Old lady took a shot at me and then shot herself. All right, you're in. What are you in for? Meth lab blew up. House on fire. I'm going to run for the... the feds are chasing me. Okay, you're in.
Run for mayor, too.
Wife had sex with a 12-year-old Samoan gangbanger. I got four kids. Okay, we're humiliated. But we made all the papers in Michigan. Okay, you're in. Come on in. Come on in. And then once every fifth guy is just a bearded guy laughing. There's gold! Okay, all right, old man. Get in. That's all Alaska is. It's just, I couldn't get in.
You can get close.
I might, but but if I wanted to get into Alaska, I'd be like, yeah, I'm moving to Alaska. Why are you here? Just kind of fed up with the L.A. scene. Well, I'm sorry. And I shot my wife, and I'm on the line. Oh, okay. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah, that's all this.
But you made me think of that because I have a feeling that if these two do get themselves back together again, the abuser, I suspect, will turn into the abusee. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That just because someone's been a victim doesn't mean they can't be a victimizer. And she, too, was a victimizer and now could easily become the victim.
Well, thank Christ they had a bunch of kids.
Well, that's the beauty of the whole thing. Here's an interesting question. Should they be allowed to get back together? They've both had kind of treatment. She's been treated to try to create a family for these kids?
Yeah.
Or a relationship
She's been in the joint for like 5 years.
7.5 years.
7.5 years. She wouldn't be in the joint except for she had her liaison with the kid, and then they said, look, stay away from the kid and you can stay out. And she got back together with the kid. Like, they caught her like two days later.
That is.
Yeah, so it's all right. Now you're going in for 7.5 years. Yeah. He's now 21.
Yep.
They say they're still in love. At this point, you guys are a mess, and he's not a minor anymore, and you guys got like three kids.
But to put her back with the perpetrator, it's just a
hey, okay. Here's,
you know where that's going to go. Where's that going? You tell me.
They should go to Alaska.
They should go to Alaska. But once they arrive there, where's that relationship going to go?
Oh, look. I hope they help murder suicide. I hope it's one of these things where they just turn the gas off and somebody lights a cigarette 2 hours later and blows the thing up. Yeah. By the way, is it that effective? I see it in every third movie where the guy does the thing, like, you know, where they do that thing where, like, the guy's thinking fast, so he pulls the gas line off the water heater, and then he goes into the kitchen, he takes, like, a piece of newspaper, and he puts it in the toaster, and he goes down, and then they show him running from the house 2 minutes later, and the whole thing just goes up, and a huge fireball. I think, wow, does that happen? That wouldn't happen.
That fast.
Would that happen every day if that happened?
Right.
Haven't you tested that out?
I'm going to test it.
Before he heads for Alaska.
It's just kind of like one of those daily things.
That should be an X game event. you blow up the house with natural gas. All right. Let's keep rocking.
Keep going. Here we go.
Let's go. We got to go now.
Julie, 26.
What was I talking about with evil? Julie?
Yes?
What's happening?
I'm calling because my husband has not been very respectful with me, and I don't know how to teach him how.
Teach him.
We can be out in public, and he will grab my crotch, my breast. He'll put his hands on my pants, and no matter what I say, he does it anyway. He thinks once we get married, my body belongs to him, and he can do what he wants with it.
He said that explicitly.
Well, he's legally right. I mean, legally. he's in the right.
But literally,
but emotionally, he's probably not, you know, not great. But in the eyes of the law, yes, he owns your vagina.
I don't know what the laws are on sexual assault in marriage. There certainly are rape laws in marriage.
Well, what do you mean he puts his hands down your pants when you're in public? How's that work?
He wants to grab my crotch, and he'll do anything to do it, and I try and... we have three kids, so it's, you know, I'm trying to juggle the baby, and it's the only thing I can do is try and move.
My parents hug once, I vomited.
I had a picture of vaginal
prolapse. Couldn't imagine the crotch. So no, Drew, I don't want to see the pictures.
I'm going to bring it for you tomorrow.
I got enough trouble beating off these days. I don't need to see the vagina that fell out of the vagina. No, I'm not looking.
Oh, yes, you
show the ex-gamers.
Yeah. I don't have it with me. I'm going to bring it this Sunday. I meant to bring it. I forgot it.
Yeah, go ahead and forget again. Yeah. Hey, Julie.
Yes.
So I don't understand. Again, you guys are in a shopping mall and he tries this or what?
I think walking Walmart. Down the aisle in a grocery store.
And people get upset with the behavior?
They don't pay much attention, and it's more me that backs away from it because I do not like that. You know, I think it's very disrespectful, and it's teaching my young boys. My 6-year-old will come up and grab my breasts.
Oh my God!
He doesn't know that it's wrong, and I tell him all the time. And
all right, wait. Let's ask some questions. First off, why'd you marry this retard?
He was not like this at all before we got married.
No, but hold on a second. Everyone plays that thing. I just asked my grandma this question yesterday, by the way. Tell me about her first husband, all abusive. And I go, well, why don't you marry him? You know? I mean, listen, everybody. And she said, you got another hour? And I said, no, actually, I got to go. It's good. She knows I don't want to sit around very long. But I mean, look, it's not your fault. But listen, ladies, guys don't just mysteriously turn, unless they have some sort of golf ball sized tumor on their brain. They don't just turn into different guys. It's not like, well, Drew was a great guy while we're dating, and then he turned into a homicidal rapist. You know, I thought I knew him. No, something's up. Obviously, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't pawing at you when you were courting, but still, you got to read people a little better than this. Julie?
Yes.
What's he do? Does he do some roofing or something?
He's a carpenter.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Nailed it on the head.
I could smell it on this guy. What kind of, is just, what's he do?
As in?
Well, does he just builds houses, condos, commercial stuff?
What's he do? He builds enormous custom homes. We have our own business.
Oh, you have your own business?
Yes, we do.
All right. So he's a contractor?
Yes.
Okay. And you work in the business too?
No, I actually work out of the house. I'm a waitress.
Okay. And so the business is going great. And I don't understand, is he want sex from you or is he just screwing with you?
Actually our sex life is very good. We have sex all the time.
Why don't you just hold that?
You gotta cut him off.
Yeah, cut him off.
That's the only thing you got.
He'll immediately stop.
That's your hostage.
Yeah. He will immediately stop.
I've tried that. I've tried going 2 weeks without it, and it's the bitching and nagging every day that he wants it until finally I'll give in.
Well, it's up to you. If you don't want him to change the behavior.
All right. But you have to shame him or get his mom to call him and tell him to quit trying to finger blast
you. It's bizarre that you can't stand up for yourself more firmly.
Something's wrong. And what happened? Did you ever get molested or anything?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was raped when I was 11.
Okay, because yeah, it's coming together.
Yeah, you smack of somebody who's unable to come to her own defense, just unable. You feel that there's going to be retribution or abuse, or you feel powerless. You feel frozen when he comes at you this way.
I do feel powerless.
And by the way,
he's made me powerless.
No.
And by the way, I think the way she describes it too.
Yeah.
Something's up. There's some energy behind it.
Yeah, she experiences it a certain way.
He experiences it as maybe playfulness, and she thinks she's being raped in the frozen food aisle of her grocer. Right. All right.
How old is the child, by the way, that grabs your breast?
He's six.
Six, all right.
My two-year-old does it as well.
Yeah, two-year-old's supposed to do that, Julie.
They are? Well, they're hungry, right? Oh, okay.
No.
Hey, Julie.
Julie.
Yeah.
That is a normal behavior for two-year-old.
Oh, Julie.
Yes.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
I know the guy's an idiot, but can you get some therapy or something for the rape and whatever kind of lifestyle got you into that and the family you grew up in and now your kids, which you're going to screw up and they're going to turn out being rapists and everyone's going to be a disaster. Can you get some therapy?
I went through therapy for 7 years.
All right. Let's go. Maybe, call us when you get to 10.
Yeah, get her back. Get whoever that was you were seeing, get back so you have a home.
See, if she said 10, I'd say call when you get to 13.
So you can actually set limits with your husband because you're not going to make it by yourself. You need someone to help
you. She's got to screw those kids up.
Well, makes the six-year-old feel like he's raping her. This is her son.
Oh, maybe convince the husband to go to therapy with her.
Yeah, she's like, six-year-old grabs my breast.
Something needs to go on with that guy.
He's a carpenter, so forget it.
A two-year-old tries to rape me.
Get him some mental help.
All right, let's take a break. Let's regroup. I got to talk more about Evel Knievel. Ronnie Renner's here tonight. Chad Kagey's here tonight. BMX, motocross, X Games going on in Los Angeles as we speak. All through this weekend. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We're talking abuser versus abusee a few seconds ago. And told him modified to abuser. Yeah, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We're talking a little X Games tonight. Ronnie Renner's here tonight. Freestyle motocross. Also Chad Kagey here. BMX. And a couple things. Now they got the surf competition, but if the waves aren't that big, it's nothing. I mean, we don't really have waves, do we? This time of year?
What?
Yeah, we don't have big waves.
August? Are you kidding? Any south facing beach?
Do we?
Oh, my God.
I thought the swells didn't come in until
toward the... All the storms off Baja.
What storms off Baja?
Like every week.
All right. How was the swell today? Was it a good swell? Does anyone know?
I was at Huntington last weekend, which is obviously not today, but it was like 5 footers coming in.
Late August is the
U.S. Open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Late August is time to go on the south-facing beaches. Oh, really?
Peaks.
Not the winter time.
I thought the winter flat time. Winter.
Flat in the winter.
Malibu breaks the winter.
So you go to the northern-facing beaches. Mm-hmm. And it's just that big a difference just a few miles up the coast? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Drew, that's great radio, buddy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, you should use that thing where you lock, you know, you shut your mouth and you lock it and you throw away the key next time I ask you a question.
I need something more like the cartoon where you have a button, an actual button.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Drew fastens his mouth together. All right, so there are swells. Then I didn't think there were swells. So if this was in December, they would do it in Malibu.
Yeah,
is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, or maybe Zuma.
Right.
All right. So it's going on. It's going on this Friday, tomorrow. It's going on all day Saturday and then Sunday. Wait, are they doing a street luge still?
They dropped that a while ago.
Oh, good.
That's in line.
Yeah, I got the. I went to the San Francisco one about 5-6 years ago with Jimmy, and we got hounded by Lugenstein.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
See that guy everywhere.
The entire time. 8-foot guy, the street luge. And by the way, here's street. You lie in a mechanics creeper, and someone pushes you down a hill while you're in a leather suit.
You go 75 miles an hour.
All right, but you do it. You could do it. You couldn't. Here's what I'm saying. The things that these guys do on the BMX bikes and the motorcycles, you can't do. Some of the stuff is just like the street, right. The street loose stuff was kind of huevos. That was like, if you got big enough balls and thick enough leather, you can do it.
Adam, wouldn't you jump on a skateboard and go down a hill before you jumped on a skateboard 75 feet in the air and rolled into a ski jump?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I would just lie down on that thing. I would get drunk. I would do what Evel did, shot a wild turkey. Kids, stay off of dope and stay in school. And then I would just, by the way, Evil's great because Evel like attack guys with baseball bats and stuff like that. But anyway, the kids need to stay off the dope.
Cool.
I would lie down on that thing and just coast down the hill, yes. I'd be scared to death, but I wouldn't kill myself. The hill would kill me. If you put me on the ramp, I would kill myself. You see what I'm saying, the difference?
It's a subtle distinction, but
difference, yeah. And it takes skill. It takes crazy skill to do that.
It takes skill to kill yourself?
To do it.
On the ramp,
to do it when you're 30 feet in the air.
To do it right.
Yeah. I would just hit a telephone pole or park car and just end it.
Matt, 16.
I do the luge head first so I could get it over with. Matt?
Yep.
What's up?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Okay. My question is, you know, I've been, like, masturbating, and when I ejaculate, I kind of keep it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of curious if that's good or bad.
Are you pushing on your perineum so it goes up in your bladder, or what are you doing?
I'm not sure what that is, but, yeah, I'm... Maybe that.
How do you keep it in?
You can't ejaculate and keep it in, can you?
You mean hold it in, like physically hold it in?
Yeah.
It's like saying I farted but I swallowed it.
Right.
I mean, it's not, nothing coming out. It's not a fart. That's
right.
Gas.
Right.
That's a little, that's gurgling out of the stomach.
Yeah. I'll have an answer for this in 5 minutes. Let me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, see what we can do. Yeah. I say you can have an orgasm, but I don't call it ejaculating unless you mess up the hamper.
No, that's right. But the fact is, though, he's able to hold it in.
Yes.
And the question is how?
Yeah, well, he puts pressure on his zone there.
How do you hold it in?
Just like kind of squeezing it.
Where do you squeeze?
At the very tip.
Yeah, see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was something different about this guy.
Hey.
Yeah, why don't you stop doing that?
All right.
Yeah, it's going to mess with your prostate a little bit.
All right.
All right.
All right. And Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple things. You know, don't hold your hand over an open flame.
Go ahead and sneeze.
Don't bang your head into car doors and things like that. Yeah, if you're going to sneeze, don't block up both nostrils and blow your ears out.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Why?
Yeah, why would you do it? If you got to go number two, you can't cork yourself up down there. You got to let it out.
Oh, yeah.
Release is good.
Yeah, why?
Let it out.
Why grab it?
I think it's just because, you know, I don't want to, like, maybe I don't have anything there at the moment to, you know, I don't know, like a clean.
Yeah, go ahead and plan ahead, man.
Yeah,
go
what do you do?
Restraint?
Sneak up on yourself?
Measure it. Go for distance, dude. Like have fun with it.
Manual rape.
All right, man. Matt's like watching TV and the Victoria's Secret bra ad comes on. All of a sudden, he sees his hands on his thigh.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, fresh. Stop that. All of a sudden, it slides down. Before you know it, oh, no, stop. No, don't stop. Really? You just surprise yourself? You just sneak up on your own junk with your own hand? Go sneak up on some Kleenex, you idiot. I plan my. You want to see my beat off calendar, Drew?
Please.
I'm as far as December 2006.
I got
some fucked up. I'm all planned out.
And you've got the napkins for each event.
I got late. I got lube. I got napkins. Yeah. I got extra VCR and AA batteries. Mm-hmm. It's all planned out. Camping flashlight,
the generator in case
water purification.
Out.
I mean, it's all there. Yeah. Canned food. It's all laid out. It's all out in advance. All separate Tupperware containers.
You can't break your stride.
He doesn't know. And is it painful and distracting and weird too? And does it eliminate the mess if you just sort of bust a pencil off at the end of your dick at the end?
Seep out later.
Yeah, I mean, you're just grabbing it at the end. It's like saying, "Well, I didn't, you know, I was going to make a number two, but I avoided the mess by putting my hand under it." Yeah, is there still kind of something to deal with there? Or nothing? It's just bone dry after you pinch it off. All right, our callers disgust me, Drew. Megan.
Yes.
You're 27.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got a question for the guests. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
You have a question for the guys?
Yeah, I was just, I had a question about the rollerblading. Apparently they had taken it out or they're not going to air it or something on the X Games, and I was just wondering their opinion and how we could actually get it back on or what.
Well, the deal is right now that the inline industry is going downhill very, very fast. And the only thing that's really got any spectator quality to it is the vert.
Yeah.
You know, you got the two Yasutoko brothers going 13 feet high. Everyone else goes 6 feet high. It's really not that impressive.
So they're doing the half pipe.
Yeah, the vert ramp.
Yeah, the vert ramp.
The street stuff is usually, in the last few years, it's been a bunch of 12-year-olds with their pants around their ankles talking a bunch of smack, and nobody wants to deal with them.
Wow.
I think since Arlo Eisenberg left the game, it's been downhill.
Yeah, but I heard that there was actually a bunch of people like Brian Shima and Chris Farmer that actually qualified for this year, and they're just not going to hold it.
As far as I know, they are going to have inline vert.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even check the schedule to see if they were going to air that or if it was going to be live.
The vert thing's pretty hairy with the inlines, it seems to me. I mean, it doesn't look as cool as the BMX or the skateboard, but it seems hairy.
You know,
they're strapped to your feet.
If you watch those two Asian kids, the Yasutoko brothers, it's insane.
What do they do? I haven't seen them.
They're now spinning three times. They're doing double back flips with, you know, a 180 in it, landing forward again.
Really?
They're going twice as high as every other inliner that's there.
Really?
It doesn't make any sense why they're half the size and go twice as high. How come the Australian kids and U.S. kids can't do it, too?
Well, let me tell you about them Asians. They're crafty that way.
They're sneaky.
They're very sneaky. Yeah, I call it crafty, you call it sneaky. We both know what we're talking about. Drew, whenever I use crafty, you should hear sneaky.
I translated a few words, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's certainly a devious quality, too, that crafting when you use it.
You got to watch out for them Asian inliners. Eventually, they're all just going to be on inline skates, and that's how they're going to take over.
That's Chris,
America.
Right?
Just buzz by.
Is he still there?
Jason? Yeah, Jason. Hold on a second. Yeah, Jason. Yeah. There we go.
Jason, I'd say the best bet for getting that back in, once the industry starts picking up again, if you're an inliner, take yourself and the other inliners and make yourselves more professional instead of, you know, dropping your pants around your ankles calling everybody names. I mean, not everybody's like that. I have a lot of friends that are inline.
A lot of my friends are, too.
It's a big fad to do one thing or another, but when it comes right down to it, if you're that big of a hassle, ESPN is not going to want to deal with you for
that.
Are
they pain in the ass, the inliners?
Not all of them. You can't generalize
that.
Oh,
yes, I can. I do all night.
You can.
You should hear me.
This is your job.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you some other nationalities that are crafty, too. I got a whole list of them, Drew.
I think roller skating should come back, like X Games.
Even just four rollers.
All right, we're gonna flip it around backwards. Next up, all skate.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a guy roller skate? He's got the four wheeler roller skates. His stance is like a frog, one point in each direction, and he rides a vert ramp and goes like 6 feet out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's insane looking.
That's hot.
Yeah. I like when they would just, Drew, remember you'd put on your dolphin
crossover,
shorts, you'd do that crossover with the cones down in Venice Beach.
Oh, that's nice.
Boombox on your shoulder. Like,
did you have fluorescent spandex on?
It was silver.
Yeah, so what is silver fluorescent? Yeah, it wasn't green or orange or anything. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. She's hot and she's British. She can't get a guy. Why not?
Talk to her real quick.
All right, let's hear the accent. Megan?
Yeah.
You're hot and you're British?
I am.
What's hot about you?
What's hot?
Yes.
Probably not the teeth.
Yeah, what's hot?
Brutal.
I'm 5'6", I weigh about 118 pounds, mm-hmm. and I'm British.
Yeah. I like the accent.
I'm British.
Well, oh, you're British. All right.
Why'd you say so?
Yeah. I've been to England, by the way. Not everyone's hot there.
Not everyone
who's not morbidly obese is hot. You understand? But you're hot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot.
And you don't have guys hitting on you all the time?
Well, I do, but nobody wants to follow through.
What does that mean for you?
Follow through where?
Follow through to... we're not on air, right?
No, we are.
Oh. You know.
You did call the radio.
Do it, right?
But they don't want to have sex?
No.
All right, hold on.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Yeah. The spidey sense is tingling.
Is it possible?
The 26-year-old hot chick, hot accent, 5'6".
She's lying. Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Maybe she's working around like some sort of nuclear power plant with the men of an old unicoid.
Yeah, there's something going on. We'll get to the bottom of it. Talking X Games tonight with Ronnie Renner and Chad Kagi, BMX and motocross. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ronnie Renner, Chad Kagi, both here tonight talking X Games out here in Los Angeles, motocross, BMX. It's really getting hairy this year, just talking off the air about the huge takeoff and the landing ramp for the skateboarders. There's And one of the newer things in skateboarding is that sort of long-distance ramp-to-ramp stuff that wasn't around 10 years ago, where they're going off these long takeoffs, and they're going for these, like, distance records on skateboards. Like, who the hell thought you'd be jumping skateboards off of anything
that
curves?
The length of motocross jumps on four wheels that are about an inch and a half tall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what the record is. 80 feet, 100 feet or something?
On a skateboard?
Well, yeah, maybe not 100 feet, but I saw a thing on it about 3 years ago. I don't know who was doing just super long takeoffs, and then they just sail. They just sail through the air for 50, 60 feet, and then they land on the other side.
I guess at one time people went, who would think you get on skis and jump 400 yards?
I feel like a founding father. Like, what kind of folly is this that a young man would would mount himself atop a piece of wood with four wheels and launch himself into yonder. Yeah. What sort of foolish folly, Drew, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, Sammy.
All right.
It's entertainment.
It is entertainment. And I don't know where it ends. And
who knows?
Or does it? Does it? It's got to slow down a little bit.
It's just been going crazy lately.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, just watch that, Dogtown Z-Boys and Dog Boys and Z-Guy. What's that documentary? Did you see that?
Dogtown and Z-Boys.
Yeah, that Dogtown documentary. That's a great documentary. Mm. It's really about skateboarding, how it got started in sort of Southern California, and it was going strong in the 60s, and then it just sort of fell apart, and it wasn't around anymore, and then this whole urethane wheel thing came out in the, like, mid-70s, and it started out here in, like, Santa Monica, and they were skating pools and Tony Alva and all that kind of stuff, but it's, really, you do a documentary about anything, it's good.
Yeah,
really.
It's history.
Yeah, yeah. I'd do a documentary called Donkey Stares in the Mirror. I'd watch it for like 2 hours. Yeah, I got to rewind this part. Look at him. There's fly lands on him. He does that weird, does that weird fur shiver thing. Watch it in slow motion. It's cool. It just does nothing. I watch that thing. I couldn't switch a channel. I've never been on a skateboard in my life. It was a good documentary, though.
Funny.
Guy Ryan.
All right, let's figure out Megan. Come on.
No, let me tell you.
We've got a couple minutes here.
We got a couple minutes. Oh. Let me tell you a cool part of the documentary. Rich guy's got a huge swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
Got a kid that's got, like, terminal cancer. He's going to die in, like, 4 months. The kid convinces his dad to drain this big Olympic-sized swimming pool so all these guys can come over and skate it all day unmolested, because they would skate all these pools and get thrown out before. So the kid's dying wish is just to sit there in his wheelchair and watch these guys tear up his dad's pool.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Megan?
Great story.
Yeah.
Glad you shared that one.
You wouldn't do it, Drew. You'd be like, well, I'm going to have to get the coping refaced. No, I'm sorry. I'll see you in hell, Junior. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 27?
27.
Yeah. All right. So you're hot and you're British.
Yes.
And you're an accountant. Yes.
I mean,
Megan? Yes. Drew and I, hold on a second. Drew and I were trying to figure out in the bathroom why guys don't want to have sex with you.
Well, they say that a little differently. We went to the bathroom, and while in the bathroom.
While I was going to the bathroom on Drew, while I was leaving a little present on his chest, he said, I don't understand it. We're trying to figure out what was wrong with Megan, and I said, she's probably hot,
chick
but
hot.
Chick hot. Chicks think you're cute.
Oh, my God, they do.
Yeah. Okay, let me explain what chick hot is.
Okay.
Chick hot versus dude hot. First off, you can't be too hot, because if you're really hot, dude hot, and chicks would hate you. Chicks like you just hot enough for them to say you're hot, but not hot enough so that their boyfriend is into you.
Right.
All right,
I don't know, because it's only gay girls who think I'm hot.
Hmm. It's still, I'm still going chick hot on this. Here's what chick hot. I described to Drew. Chick hot is not fat, but not a great knockout body. Usually a little modestly chested. And nice skin, but sort of put together a little bit crooked. Like eyes are too wide, too far apart.
That
oh
one's
my God,
so...
no, they're not.
Is that you? You have nice skin?
No.
No, you have
nice
bad skin?
No, I have great skin, but my eyes are perfect.
What, well, that's what you think, because you've been listening to those chicks.
What do you think the problem is then, Megan?
What's your cup size?
C.
Oh.
All right. Email us some nude pictures over, and
we're
keep
listening.
You on hold for a little
Megan,
bit.
What do you think the problem is? Megan?
What do I think the problem is?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I wouldn't be on the phone right now.
How long have you been in this country?
3 years.
Why are you here?
Why?
Yeah.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. You thought guys would be after you.
I'm wondering if British women make bogus phone calls.
There is something sort of missing from this call.
Yes.
Yeah, Megan, it's not really adding up.
Some girls play games too, I've noticed. Like
Are you too picky, maybe?
Not at all. You know, what? I'm like reaching that age where I'm just horny all the time.
This is bogus.
Drew doesn't believe it. Drew's a man of passion, and unless
really?
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megan, are you making this up?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, then, okay, here's the thing. Maybe it's just horrible timing. I mean, maybe she's passing the right guy at the wrong time. He's the elevator door just closed when
it
she
does.
Here's
what doesn't make sense.
What?
That the guys wouldn't want to close with her. So she must not be allowing them.
Megan, what
are
you doing?
That doesn't make sense. Guys are going to follow through.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So she must not be allowing them.
Yeah. There's something wrong there.
Right. They're not following through.
But what are you
hygiene,
doing?
Hygiene, maybe?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I don't know.
Who's the last guy you went out with? Did you go on a few dates with him?
Yeah.
And he didn't try to have sex?
We got, like, so close, and then nothing.
Yeah, but what's so close?
Oral sex?
Not quite.
All right.
Well, that's not so close.
All right. Hey, here's... I don't know what the answer is. This. You're 27, you got a British accent, you're hot, don't worry. There's penis in your future.
That's right.
I got hairy ass, I'm ugly, and there's penis in my future.
Yeah, but is there vagina?
No.
Okay.
No. Ronnie and Chad here tonight. X Games, take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ronnie Renner's here, Chad Kagi here. Motocross, BMX, X Games. Just found out that engineer Chris was in the audience for a man show taping of season 3.
That's right.
I knew the kid was a huge fan.
But yeah, that's why
I didn't know he was that big a fan.
I just saw his brother today at Starbucks. And
oh, really? Did you get some
he
free
said,
coffee?
Yeah, he said that Chris is getting a little bit of a self-esteem issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been worked by Adam all the time. And
really?
Yeah, it's starting to, bother. Mm,
starting to bother him?
Yeah, be a problem.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe she should drop out of junior college. Move out of the house. That would help the self-esteem.
I'm working on it,
man. All right. I'm saying I could tell you all the... No matter what I do to you, it could never be as bad as junior college and your mom. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying, Drew?
That's
I could
saying.
Go the other way, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I could say I never never seen a better-looking guy, never seen a smarter guy, never seen a bigger bulge in a pair of Levi's, but it would all be nullified by the junior college and living at home.
So you're just bringing them along. You're bringing them up.
You know what I call it? I call it tough luck.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm goosing them a little bit.
Good times.
I'm trying to stoke the fire under you, brother.
Anyways, thanks for the Sam Adams at the man show. That's
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know, had no idea. We'd serve good beer at the man show, by the way, but I had no idea that engineer Chris was actually in the audience. I didn't know. I knew
his affection for you, Chris, is growing rapidly.
I know. I knew he was a huge fan. I mean, remember the time I asked him what he learned about the radio from watching The Master?
Yeah, I believe he said no preparation.
No preparation and...
no internet.
Lots of masturbation.
You got to make beat-off jokes and... you make a lot of money and no one can fire you.
That's what he said.
What were your beats? What were your main beats?
No, don't look anything up on the internet.
Don't study anything.
Right.
Yeah.
No preparation.
No preparation.
But he specifically said the internet, remember?
Yeah, don't mess with the internet.
Come 5 minutes before.
Five minutes before.
No before the show starts.
No, before the show starts, right?
Yeah.
What else?
That's it, basically. Oh.
That's who you know?
Talk about...
That was Lauren.
That was Lauren's beats, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Talk about coffee and cars.
Oh, yeah.
No. You weren't even that specific.
No, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Let's focus here. Let's get the show back on track. All right. So did you get some free coffee from Chris's brother at the Starbucks?
No, I bought some coffee from Chris's
really?
Brother.
Didn't give it?
No.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Let's move forward and speak to Sophie, who's 19. Sophie?
Hi.
What's happening?
Not too much, really.
All right. What's going on? Here we go now.
Break it down.
Well, I guess I've been seeing this Mormon. He lives in Arizona. He came up to Oregon for a visit, and I met him at college.
Yeah.
And we had a breakup to where he said that he couldn't talk to me and couldn't have anything to do with me ever again because he was going on his mission. He was getting ready to go on his mission.
Is that he's Mormon?
Uh-huh.
And you're not Mormon?
I'm not Mormon.
Could that maybe be the issue more than his mission?
Yeah. Either way, he's out of the picture. He's on a bicycle somewhere spreading the good news.
Well, no, he hasn't gone on his mission yet. He ended up, 2 weeks later calling me and saying, oh, Sophie, you have to talk to me and everything. And so...
He wasn't going to put out anyways. Better off without him.
Yeah. Did you have sex with him?
Well, no, because he was only here for a week, but... Mm-hmm.
Wait! You've only
don't slam that thing.
You've only known him for a week.
No, I've been talking to him for like 9 months, but he was only in Oregon for about a week.
So you've only been face-to-face with him for a week?
Yes.
And you broke up about
this
it.
Wait a minute. This is an internet relationship or something?
No, huh? No.
Are you following this?
I stopped listening on Tuesday, actually. I tune out on Tuesday.
You guys had a
winding down and heading toward the weekend.
You never had a face-to-face relationship?
For a week I did, and then he went back to Arizona.
Okay.
I was over it at Mormon.
Yeah, I was. Here's the thing. Sophie, all right, hold on. We got to talk about Sophie behind her back for a second.
Sophie's making something out of nothing.
This is the work of a heavy set gal. Mm. This is no hot chick. Hot chick that put up some guy wearing a starch collar on a bicycle is going on a mission, is not calling, internet. Like, it's like she can find a wheelchair or something. Like, pictures like, you know, waiting for the Meals on Wheels van to pull up every day at noon, you know? First off, if you're 19 and you're a chick, you got to date guys in the community. It's only fair to those guys. You know what I mean?
At least in the area code.
That's right. Sophie?
Mm-hmm?
Is something up with you?
No.
How much do you weigh?
About 140.
Oh, about 140? How tall are you?
5'7".
All right. Let me do the radio math. You said about 140?
So that's like 175?
That's a multiplier in radio.
Yeah, I got to bring the two around. Drew, what's 2 times 3?
6.
6. 1 plus 7?
8.
Okay, and 2 times 5.
10.
Okay. I got 5, 5, and 13/16, 166.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a little bit healthy.
No.
Sophie, what's up, baby doll? You can't find out you're 19, there's nothing wrong with you, you're in Oregon. What's going on? What's wrong with the self-esteem? Why are you cruising the internet like an old pedophile to try to meet a man?
I wasn't cruising the internet.
Why can't you have a real relationship? Why can't you have somebody who's actually in your life?
I've had real relationships, and they've all just gone downhill.
Yeah, well, that's what they do when you're 19. But anyway, okay, here's the thing. The guy's going on a mission. I don't know where he's going. It's crazy. It's like you could be going to Mozambique. You could be going to Van Nuys.
Right.
It's like, who knows?
Right.
Yeah. Really?
On a 10 speed.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And sometimes they're in crazy little impoverished villages next to the equator. And then other times you're heading to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works.
I don't either. But I saw the best South Park about Mormonism yesterday.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Don't jump around. Sophie, forget this guy. He's on a mission, and your mission is to date guys who live within 5 miles of your mom's apartment.
Yeah, in your zip code.
In your zip code.
Or at least your phone area code.
The area code
right.
works.
Right. All right. Where are you? Are you living at home? Are you going to college? What are you doing?
I'm living at home, going to college.
Mm. College?
Mm-hmm. Junior college? Junior college?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, see if you can...
Chris, we got a junior college.
Yeah, she's 10 years younger than Chris is. See if you can pry yourself from that quicksand known as junior college before you grow old there like my mom did. All right?
Well, it's cheaper than going to a university.
Yeah, but
I know.
Transfer over.
Let me explain. Standing on the porch of your mom's house and hitting yourself on the head with a frying pan is free. you get a better education. You understand? That's nothing. That's not even $8 a unit.
Yeah.
You understand? You just sitting in the basement and huffing copier toner is free. It's all non-education is free. People do that all the time. They're like, hey, junior college, it's cheap. Of course it's cheap. You can have your dog tutor you for free. It's cheap because you don't get anything. It's nothing. You're just a bunch of stoners and like a snack shack and a hacky sack and a bunch of old people waiting to die.
Tree-hugging hippies.
Are you
on
listening
their
16th to me, Chris?
Semester.
That's right. That's right. Get out of there, buddy. Radio is your future. Do you understand me? Radio. You're not going to learn anything about radio in junior college. There's nothing going on over there.
Right.
All right, buddy. See that? See the way he talked to the mic? He wouldn't have done that before.
Yeah, he's really stepping up.
Stepping it up.
I'm working on it.
Whoa, that's right.
Steve's
now he's on
here.
His feet.
Woo!
All right. I like the old Chris. I miss the old Chris. Sit back down. Where's the old low self-esteem Chris? Come on. We got to get some more coffee going here, Tim. Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. This was a few weeks ago, and this is really embarrassing. Please try not to make fun of me.
Alright.
I hooked up with this guy, and we were using protection, and we were both a little too tipsy, and we, like, lost it. Couldn't find it.
That actually happens all the time.
Shoot and pull with a rope.
Okay, yeah, so we stopped and looked everywhere for it. Like, she...
You're looking for the condom?
Yeah. Lost it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, hold on. True. You're reading the screen, gay balls. Do you see?
She said we used protection and we lost it.
No, everyone else who was listening thought lost the hard on.
Ah.
That's her. You just read condom.
Condom.
Yes, yes.
Like,
okay.
Disappeared.
Yes, you lost the condom. Go ahead.
So we looked for it everywhere, couldn't find it, and then stopped. And I finished him off orally. And
That's a trooper, by the way.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Moving. All right, yeah, let's take a break there.
That's what I'm talking about. Together. That's a good girl.
Yeah, not everyone would do that. People would be freaked out. Where's the condom? No BJ until we find the condom, in which case I have to produce a soiled condom, which I always keep with me.
Okay, so anyways.
Drop it out my pant leg.
Like,
there it is.
I have a friend that actually found a from someone else while he was...
Inside?
Well, he was... Had a little finger, you know, action.
Found thing. A little, found
and
a little.
He found
something.
A souvenir. I mean,
I found
somebody else.
Think he framed it.
Yeah. Inside a woman.
I know somebody
only
who
motocross.
Who was?
He was a BMXer.
I know someone who was doing a little cheating on their boyfriend, and the boyfriend found the remnants of the condom of the guy they were cheating with.
Oof.
That's a tough one to explain away. Like. You know, the pager going off with the weird phone number on it the guy doesn't recognize, or maybe a little lipstick on the collar kind of thing. But the remains of the condom in the vagina.
That you never, the condom brand you don't use, you don't use condoms.
No, you don't use condoms.
Yeesh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, explain that.
It's a tough
slipped.
One.
I sat on it.
All right, so you finished him off so he could focus. And then you continued looking for the condom.
No. Didn't.
You didn't continue looking.
They gave up on the condom.
Like,
called
whatever.
It a day. Oh, well, by the way, I'm sure he was ready to pack it in at that point. Yeah, good luck looking for that condom.
Okay, I'm sure it'll turn up somewhere.
I did try to look for that condom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in me.
In you, yes.
And?
You
got to
look
and
within
And I didn't, like, feel anything. But then, like, 2 days later, it found its way out.
Out it came.
All right.
So yeah, I'm wondering, like, seriously, what are my health risks and pregnancy risks?
Well, when it's in, there's some risk of toxic shock, so that it's good that it's out. And pregnancy risks are really when somebody has already ejaculated in the condom and it comes off. That's when the real risk occurs.
Okay.
The sort of few seconds of penetration without a condom, not likely to result in a pregnancy.
The condom itself doesn't have any material.
I kind of figured since you had to finish him off after the fact anyway, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not happening twice real quick there.
Right.
Well, she's, I think, worried about pre-cum kind of thing, pre-ejaculate.
I think it's just the idea that there's a condom in there is spooky, and it makes it's yucky, and it makes it might. I can see where it sort of emotionally makes you feel like you might have a pregnancy scare, but if there's nothing in it, there's nothing in it.
Are you sure he didn't ejaculate before it slipped off?
I'm pretty sure.
No, look, okay. I'll tell you. Right. Look, he wouldn't have been lobbying for the BJ, and he wouldn't have been looking for the condom. He would have done that dealer thing they do at blackjack. Thank you, Liz. Yeah, I'm out here. Tip. Thank you. Thank you. Very generous.
On the other hand, if he had just ejaculated, had a little break while they're looking for the condom, and she offered, he wouldn't have looked
for the condom though. If it just got out, he would have left.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that he might have already went one time.
Oh, really?
That's why the thing would have came off.
But
he blew it off.
See, that's why. Yeah. Well, no, they're more slippery. That's why I was going down that path. They're more likely to come off after ejaculation.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? Do you know him?
Yeah, we're like acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
Okay.
So that explains.
Acquaintances. Yeah. Are you going to see him again?
I really don't know. I haven't seen him since.
How long ago did this happen?
A few weeks ago.
That's nice.
So nothing really you're going to be doing about
where,
this.
Where do you want to see the guy again, or we just get loaded and hook up with him at a party?
Yeah, we'd hooked up like previously months in the past and just hadn't seen each other in a while, and it really isn't a frequent thing, but, you know.
What, do you have a boyfriend or something?
Yeah.
You're not into the guy at all?
Not really.
Is he a good father figure?
No.
What? I understand. You have no feelings for the guy. You just have random sex with him every few weeks or months and booty nothing. Call.
No, yeah. like we've been, you know, friends. We're like good when we see each other, but we don't really like keep in touch well. So sometimes we hang out, and sometimes that happens. And
yeah, I get the part where you have the random sex on occasion.
No attachment, no desire for a relationship.
No desire for him. You definitely don't want him to be in a relationship.
No.
With you.
Why not?
I had a really not bad, but a really long term relationship, and haven't really wanted to be in one since.
All right, there you go.
All right, good luck.
Good times.
All right, so you found that condom. You're probably not pregnant.
Mazel tov.
You can usually, you know that game at the arcade where you shoot the squirt gun into the clown's mouth and that the balloon goes off?
Oh, my God, where are we going with this?
If I whiz in your mouth, I can
my head will explode?
No, I'll find the condom.
Oh,
I started to play it.
It'll come out the vagina.
I'm telling you, Drew. I'm telling you. You may be a doctor, but I'm telling you I've done this,
right.
And it works.
Yep.
All right, so I'm
just
saying.
Can you use a hose? Is it happy pee?
I've only done it I guess you could use a water pick or something.
But you use the gun.
I guess
the gun from the arcade, right?
You can use a gun, but if I got to pee and you got to find a condom, let's just kill two birds with one stone. I'm saying, Drew, I know it doesn't make sense physiologically or medically.
What are you talking about?
I'm getting bad visual here. Can we get a next caller?
How dare you?
I'm just saying, if you got a lost condom, you come to me with a six-pack, we'll get that condom back. And it'll be fun, too, and the bell will go off if I do it good enough. And we'll beat that kid to the right of us. Let's say you got to beat that kid.
Okay.
Yeah, just, it's a bell's ringing the whole time. I'm ringing the bell and just whizzing away in the condom.
Isn't the first one that breaks?
Yeah. I only compete against myself. It's embarrassing to have all the other kids lined up there.
Win.
Yeah, it's good times. All right, let's talk to Scott, who's 26. Scott?
Yep, I'm here.
What's happening?
Well, my girlfriend and I have really rough sex and very controlling and lots of sex talk, and we're very sexually compatible, and the sex has been great.
All right.
But recently, I have reason to think that maybe she was sexually abused or molested by her father. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if some of the things that we've been doing sexually I should continue doing, if they are cathartic or if the opposite of it, somehow reinforcing the trauma.
What makes you believe she was abused?
Well, she just finally told me that she actually was abused and she was put in a foster home. But then it's a gut feeling, and I actually asked her once and she said no, but it was the way that she said it. And
abused means physically abused?
Yeah, physically abused, like by broken bones and hit. And so she wasn't.
Ooh.
To a foster home, and she's not.
Yeah, but that's the abuse enough. You don't have to have to add in the sexual abuse.
Yeah, that's all you need, by the way, for the rough trade in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Is,
right.
Dad beating her up a little bit.
Yeah, there's that, and also she likes to call me daddy a lot. And
I was just about to ask him that.
And, really?
And
really?
I'm a bitch, and.
Holy crap.
Which is, it's fun to indulge in.
Oh, I thought he was talking to me, actually. Yeah, it's fun, right.
The rest of the relationship certainly isn't like that.
So I guess that kind of sets it off that. Calls your daddy and...
Is she in treatment?
Yeah.
No, she's not in treatment.
Has she been treated?
Has she been treated? Not, as far as I know, no, I don't believe so.
How long have you been with her?
6 months.
All right, so here are the beats, Scott. I'll give you the broad strokes. Drew's got a puss on.
Well, the
maybe
puss is how,
bogus.
How could somebody that has profound abuse, foster care, maintain an intimate relationship?
Yeah. With no
chaos,
treatment.
No craziness, yeah.
Scott,
no
there's a bogus component to this. I'll be up front with you.
What do you mean?
What I mean? I mean, you may be making this call up and lying to us as we speak.
But
no, I'm not making the call up. And there is some craziness. She does have intimacy issues. I mean, she lies a lot and very evasive. And it's,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Lots of attractive traits.
Does she cheat? Does she cheat?
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we're together all the time. I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Scott, here's what's going on. She was severely abused. She's never got help for it. that's going to be trouble.
Yeah. That's going to be the bigger
huge
issue.
Trouble. Yeah, the bedroom, the sex will never be better and all that kind of stuff, but it just, she's going to start spinning out a little bit. She's going to start turning on you. And you are a smart guy, intellectual guy. You're up in your head. It's kind of nice for you because you probably didn't get a whole lot of tail in high school and then off in college and stuff like that. You sound well educated and everything. And it's nice to have a young sort of crazy broad to have crazy sex with. But you're going to have to start paying the fiddler here
eventually, soon.
And 6 months is right about the time when the turn starts. So she's going to have to get some therapy.
Now, you asked about reinforcing the abuse through being physically aggressive in the bed. And, you know, the reality is that the physical abuse sort of, think of it as sort of conditioning the brain in such a way that in order to experience arousal, things have to be super stimulating or sometimes physically aggressive, or they can't experience themselves sexually.
Well,
she kind of needs that.
Let me give a little X Games example.
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
isn't your nickname Who's Your Daddy?
Yep.
I could get
Who's
a thrill. Yeah, I'll give an X Games example here. Whereas a lot of guys, if they just skated a half pipe, they could get, it'd be a thrill just to get halfway up and do a kick turn and come down the other side. But guys that grew up doing it since they were 8,
exactly,
they got to get 10 feet of air before they even get a pulse going on.
That's the way
she needs 10 feet of air in the bedroom, otherwise forget it. Whereas if I just get up on the chick, I'm excited.
Now, what I wouldn't
get on a long chick, too. Just
the longboard chick?
Yes, I can just actually get up on her. I'm like, look at me, and I fall off, roll off the side of the bed.
They don't get into any weird fetishes with her. That will take you off into a wild direction, but just the fact that she needs things sort of extra stimulating, let's say, would not be unusual.
Yeah, let me ask one last parting shot to Scott. Scott?
Yeah.
What do you do? Something with computers? What do you do?
I'm in marketing. I have a company that puts on food and wine shows.
All right. So you're one of them smart kids.
Food and wine shows?
You know, it sounds like he's got a pretty mellow life, so this is like his release.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
no,
she's a project.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Here's the he's thing, Scott. Just don't get all up in your head with her. She needs to get some therapy if she's been this severely abused,
all
right?
This isn't stuff that makes sense or you can figure out intellectually. This is.
And so in the meantime, should I continue to do this in the bedroom, like I said?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, does it make you uncomfortable?
No, the whole daddy thing really isn't my thing, but I...
Well, don't ask her who her daddy is.
No, she just says, give it to me, daddy, I'm your little girl, stuff like that.
Yeah,
whatever.
Hey, have some fun.
All right.
Go ahead.
And then,
have yourself a nice brie wheel and some Chardonnay.
Just
what's this guy's 26 and food and wine parties? What goes
Adam
on?
Adam wants to put a party on
in
his
Los
house,
Angeles?
Scott. Come on now.
Scott, what's going on? What kind of food and wine parties do you guys do?
Well, they're not part of their trade shows.
Oh, the trade shows. So what do you do?
You rent a ballroom, and then food and wine manufacturers or distributors rent tables, and then you bring in a lot of people that buy for restaurants and bars. And
they spend the day. Sounds like a sex cult to me.
Yeah.
And then there's a big orgy at the end.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
All right, good times.
All right.
Thanks, glad I got back, Scott. All right. I like Scott. He's in over his head. I mean, here's the thing. When you got a chick who's been taken away from her home because of, this kind of crazy physical abuse, like bone breaking and stuff, you got to get tons of therapy, or it's never going to be right.
It's never going to be right, period, but it's going to be unmanageable if you don't get some treatment.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, but he just sounds like he's so psyched to be getting some.
He's like, what do I need to tolerate?
How do I not misstep?
Just, is his thing. How do I not misstep with this?
Yeah. No, I know, but it's going to blow up.
He's in too deep.
All right, let's just say hi to Jason, only because he's calling from Alaska. Jason?
Yeah?
Ooh.
You're in Alaska?
Yeah.
What's your story?
Why did
you end up in Alaska? Or better yet, what's your dad's story? Fugitive?
No, not a fugitive. He passed away when I was 14. But the reason why I called was...
Oh, I see. That's good. That's how he got to Alaska, by dying when you're 14?
No, that's not how he got there. No.
How did he get to Alaska?
No, none of my family's in Alaska. I met this girl online.
Went to Alaska?
Yes. Yeah.
Met a girl online and chased her to Alaska?
Online to Alaska.
Oh, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Weren't we talking about this earlier? That was one of the ways to get in.
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second. What are you doing here, sir? I met a 700-pound woman online. 700? 750. Okay, you're in. Get in there. By the way, tie this rope around your waist. Yeah, no, it's a safety thing. We've lost a few guys. You ain't caught it twice for trouble, and once if you're hungry. We'll send out some stream water and pemmican. Eskimo, bring it by. All right, we're going to take a little break here. Talking X Games tonight. Then we'll get back and find out what Jason's story is. Oh, yeah, I want to give a quick plug for our good friend Jeremy McGrath, speaking of X Games. Probably the greatest motocross racer of all time. He's going to be signing some autographs Friday the 6th. Hey, that's tomorrow at 4:30 at the at Staples. Is that not Staples Center? Yeah. Is that Staples?
Staples Center, I guess.
Staples Center, you guess. And then Sunday, August 8th, that's this Sunday, 2:30 at the Home Depot Center. It's a friend of ours. So I'll give him a little plug.
Good job, long, Jeremy. Long glad to see him coming back.
On the topic.
Racing?
We will, is he coming back and racing?
He's Supermoto. Racing on Sunday.
First new event for
I didn't tell you, Adam.
How dare he?
Oh.
Don't anyone go to his autograph signing on
Friday
the 6th.
Do you need passes to get in?
I do, actually,
well,
yeah.
Come on out.
I am. All right, let's take a break.
We need help.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ronnie Renner. Chad Kagi here tonight. Chad riding the BMX, riding freestyle motocross. Oh, I was looking at this. What's the one where you try to make it over the bar on the dirt bike?
Step up. Highest air. I don't know what the official name is.
Drew, you ever seen this step up one?
Sounds like pole vaulting.
It is. It's kind of high jumping on a motorcycle. I don't know what the record is. It's new. I mean, it's a few years old. I saw it. I guess about 5 years ago is when I first started.
36 feet from ground level to the over the bar.
Really?
And with no momentum.
Yeah,
straight up.
I don't like the way you guys measure that.
How do they do that?
You're taking off from the top of the jump.
Yeah.
But you're measuring from where you started 15 feet.
I think
down.
It just sounds gnarlier. I don't know.
I mean, like, you're taking off from here, so why are you measuring from down here?
It's really a hard one to get an official record because it's hard to measure exactly with a starting point from a certain distance. And, you know, you can have a little hill coming into it, which helps your momentum. And every lip's built different on it. So I don't know how they've...
It's essentially a high jump for motorcycles. And they essentially go straight up on the bike and sort of pull it over a... It's like a pole vault, essentially. But how do you land? What's the... I can't remember what the landing is.
Like a ton of bricks.
It looks hard.
Actually, that's my favorite event, and I kind of... I guess I can plead my case here on that. ESPN made it an invite only this year for 5 guys made for live TV. I got 2 bronze medals at it in 3 years and 2 world championships and didn't get invited.
Really?
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know.
Wow.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, no kidding. You got to go to Alaska to get started there.
Can I get into Alaska if that happened to me? I was shunned from the highest air?
Yeah, we'll cook up a good story about you. It's good if you're actually, when you're trying to get in, if you're actually being shot at while you're making your case.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just organize
but
that.
If you got any questions about Step Up, go ahead and ask me.
I tell you, I saw it a few years back. It was intrigued by it. It seemed like a crazy... It seemed like most of these sports or these events are rooted in something that you could think of or that you've seen before, but Step Up is not. It's essentially, we're going to build a ramp that goes straight up. I'm going to hold a broomstick way up there, like 15 feet above the top of the ramp. You're going to get a quick run on it in your motorcycle and then just pull it over this broomstick and then sort of land hard. Like, it's really, it doesn't have any correlation to anything you've ever seen before.
Huh.
And it doesn't seem like an evolution of anything. All the other stuff seems like it's evolved. This is just some new crazy thing.
Hey, what's the run-up on it? Like 20 feet, 30
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, not much at all. Like, it's, I think, 15 to 20 feet.
Are you in first gear?
I do first gear. There's been a couple situations where they made a kind of an angled slope or a drop down going into it, and a couple guys could pull second gear.
And would when you get it up, you got to like yank the bike over the bar and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like when I get on a dirt bike, that's my deal. I can do about anything. But when you're sitting, you know, battling 3 guys and it's almost at record height, and you're sitting down there looking up,
it's crazy.
It's like it doesn't add up. It's like, that ain't going to happen.
Get a picture. Chris, wake up. Get a picture of that run-up for step-up for Dr. Drew to take a look at on the internet. And don't pull up
what's
any...
What's the sport called? This event called?
Step-up.
Step-up.
Don't pull up any recipe websites like you usually do. It usually pulls up something to do with food. I don't want to see any step-up recipes for gazpacho.
You could be able to find a picture on RonnieRenner.com.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Go there. Go to RonnieRenner.com, find a nice step-up picture.
That was a good shameless plug.
Show it to Drew.
Say so myself.
And again, if it has it can't have like a lemon wedge or anything by it. It's got to be all motocross. All right. Drew, just go over there and marvel.
Okay.
Go marvel, please. Go ooh and ah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, forget it. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going
to
watch it because it
you should go to
you.
It. It's really
no, they
something.
They didn't invite you, Ronnie. I'm not going.
Well, I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm protesting.
That's right. Come
Screw
to the freestyle.
That. I'm coming to the freestyle. Screw that step up.
Come watch Vert tomorrow night.
I'm watching Vert. I don't need any of that step up.
That I'm not trying to kiss Chad's butt here, but Vert BMX is one of the gnarliest things because I don't, like I said, I won't even like climb down the Vert wall and there, Aaron. How high do you get? 20 feet? 15 feet high?
Depends if you're measuring from flat ground or the coping.
Go ahead, use our
feet.
Well, usually if we measure from like 50 feet below ground, sea level, yeah, we're doing pretty good. 13-foot ramp.
So when you're riding in Denver, you're really going big.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like 1.5 miles, it's good.
Jason, what do you get above the coping?
Above the coping, the highest
we... You beat those Japanese kids?
Yeah.
Good.
We've got to go higher than the inliners.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a couple guys that are doing records where they get towed in by a motorcycle.
Oh,
my old boss, Matt Hoffman, had a 25-foot-high quarter pipe, got towed in by a 250.
Yeah.
He did like a 36-foot air over the top of the coping, over the top of...
36-foot above the coping?
It was flat-out nasty, boss.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, he got wrecked.
God. Oh, yeah, sure.
They tore the ramp down.
Remember
it was
the call we had about the guy getting physically aggressive with his girlfriend? That was your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Who's your daddy?" all over your website.
That's my nickname.
I told you it was his nickname.
The point is, somebody, that was a totally bogus call. That was
somebody
that was probably a friend of yours or something.
Interesting.
Oh, trust me, my friends are demented. They could think of something much better than that call.
It didn't kind of fit for us.
Yeah, keep an eye out. We had a lot of people telling us they were going to try and make calls.
All right. Well, Drew figured it out. A day late and a dollar short, as usual.
Well,
do you see that step up there,
here?
Drew?
I got a friend, Pops.
There's so many crazy pictures of him in
Tito,
400
watch
feet
out
in the air.
Ronnie, go to your website. Go help Drew and go find him a nice step up picture and impress him. And then we're going to talk. Chad and I will talk to Jason. Jason?
How's it going, Jason?
Pretty good.
What's happening? So you're in Alaska. You met a chick in Alaska.
No. Online, he met the chick.
Right.
Went to Alaska.
Yep.
I'm hip.
I follow you so far, but I don't understand the Alaska part.
Well, I just met her online. And
oh, my God.
I decided to come meet her here in Alaska. But anyway, and by the way, she isn't 700 pounds.
Right. Yeah, since when is 680, 700 pounds?
Yeah. That's not funny. I don't know, funny at all.
And all right. So she lives in Alaska. You met her online and you went to her. Where did you come from?
Ohio.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, while I came up here, we've been together for about a year. And I've been wanting her to try anal sex, but she don't want to do it. She's reluctant on it and keeps telling me no. It's not a mad no. It just seems like she's scared.
Scared.
Yeah, it seems like she thinks it might hurt or something.
All right. Well, your whole thing is like, listen, bitch, I was in Michigan enjoying the sunshine. I moved out here in the Great Lakes, and I moved out here to this frozen tundra. I want some anal. If I had a nickel for every time I delivered that speech to a woman, I'd be a rich man. But you went all the way to Alaska. You should get anal. That's any fool knows. I mean,
that's what your dad said.
It's in the Bible. I mean, you don't travel to Alaska without getting anal. Jason?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Getting or giving?
I think a little each. What do you do over there?
Huh?
Besides begging for anal, what do you do in Alaska?
How do you support yourself?
I work at a Home Depot up here.
Oh, really? Ooh.
So how is it that you go about asking her to do it in the butt?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, I want to get in on this one.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I usually like when we're in the middle of having sex, I ask, you know, mm-hmm. I kiss or I get behind her or whatever, but mm-hmm. once I start, she stops.
Maybe some prior preparation there.
Yeah. All right. What? Hey, Jason. And by the way, Jason sounds like such a velvety tongue, smooth talker. I can't imagine any woman that wouldn't melt under that.
Whatever his request.
Oh,
whatever.
I could just see the tops just starting to come off as he's speaking. This guy's so smooth.
Oh, he's just staring at the balloon knot back.
Ladies,
there.
Man, Jason.
Yeah.
What section you work in at the Home Depot?
I'm a cashier.
Oh, cashier. All right. So you're not working the plumbing or anything like that?
No.
All right. Now, you guys don't have a bunch of day laborers waiting out on the corner there, do you, at the Alaska Home Depot?
No.
Sounds like he wants to work the plumbing.
All right. Jason,
is this something that you've already tried before, or is this something you're trying to make happen for the first time?
I'm trying to make happen for the first time.
All right. Well,
it's not going to happen.
Here's the whole thing about chicks. Chicks, they're like cats. You can't like yell at them like, hey, when I come home from a long, hard day, I want you to jump off the sofa and start purring. And they're just like, screw you. You gotta give them something they want. Open a can
and,
of food.
By the way, some cats like certain things and just don't others, and that's it.
Right.
He's pretty antsy to getting messy slung.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, and who could say no to Jason? I melt when I hear his voice. Here's the thing. You want anal, you can't just keep bugging her. Give her a reason to give you anal other than you bothering her. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
Did you see the step-up pictures?
Crazy.
But you were gazing off into outer space the whole time I was telling you about that.
No, I was trying to picture it.
I saw your thought bubble. It was a big corn dog. You're hungry. In a booby. You're horny. I could tell you weren't paying attention. Like,
I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'd like to step up to a corn dog and a boob.
It's like when, you know, kids sometimes, they'll sort of try to recreate things with whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, let's do a high jump with a pogo stick. And
that's what it is.
It's like you aren't supposed to be doing that with a motorcycle.
It doesn't exist anywhere, right?
No.
It's not based on anything.
But that's why it's sort of mind warping. It's like, hey, that's a high jump. With a guy on a motorcycle.
Is the picture still up there? I'm going to go look at it.
No, I don't think so.
What happened to the picture?
We took it down.
Why'd you take it down?
Our guest is over looking at other pictures.
I'm going to show you.
Chad, go find some pictures of you, too.
I'm going to show you a good one.
All right. We're going to take a little break here. Ronnie and Chad both here talking X Games going on all weekend out here in Los Angeles. We're going to look at some more crazy pictures. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Oh, I'm scared. Just talking X Games with Ronnie Renner and Chad Kagi, BMX and motocross. And it's really what's going on with these X Games sports is like it's becoming like what basketball is. Like your kid, he's not going to play.
Right.
He can't play.
Right.
He's not going to. Like, he can't do it.
Right.
There's guys, they're 6'9". They're all elbows and shoulders. They got a 44-inch vertical leap, and they can touch the top of the backboard. And they're not, your kid can't play anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm starting to think what's going on with these X Games. Guys doing double flips on motorcycles, and guys getting 15 feet of air on BMX bikes, and crazy Japanese twins are flying all over the place, and inline skates, like, too dangerous, too hairy, can't be done by regular people anymore. Remember back when we used to, remember the early X Games that we participated in, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
You had that Black Knight skateboard with the clay wheels?
Yeah.
Your whole thing was just to see if you could go in a straight line without hitting an acorn for more than 20 feet and flying forward?
Which did many times.
Yeah.
A pebble.
It was a great invention. Here's a small piece of wood that you can get going 15, 20 miles an hour on. But if you hit so much as a pebble.
No, a pebble.
A pebble.
Seriously.
You hit a pebble.
You fly.
Yeah.
It locks up the front wheel.
Yeah.
And straight to the face.
It does not roll over. It locks and drags. You couldn't. Really, here's how fast it stops. It stops about as fast as if you just hit a curb.
And strangely, you would think you'd kind of fly off it, but you don't. You go face down.
Yes, you're actually propelled toward the ground.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know, but those were the early X Games.
Gravity, it kind of makes most of us hurt.
That whole gravity thing, I think, has bit me and Chad both in the butt once or twice.
A bit of a ball up sometimes.
Yeah, well, you guys, you know, with your urethane wheels and your knobby tires, you don't know from clay wheels like we used to have to put up with.
Hardcore.
I'm going to go back.
Hardcore.
I'll put some clay tires on my bike.
Yeah, we didn't have, you know, when we put our helmets on, we pull them out of our back pockets and just fluffed them up like that. We didn't actually have hard helmets. They were just leather.
When I'd hop on my Stingray.
Yeah, and ride a Papa Wheelie.
Yeah. What was the thing they'd put on? They'd put that big high
Sissy
bar.
Bar.
In the back.
Sissy bar.
With the
peace sign.
No, there'd be like an emblem from Kaiser Germany.
They had different ones. Oh, well, they had like the German cross.
Right, German cross, yeah.
On there. Yeah.
Chad, I think in the memory of your Loveline experience, you should run a sissy bar.
Yeah.
An iron cross.
Iron cross sissy bar.
Stingray, yeah, with the shocks in
clay
the front.
Clay tires.
Slick in the back.
Springer forks.
Really? Here's
pretty sure 10th place would be coming my way.
Here's a first off, those Schwinns that you speak of, Drew. Did you have that Schwinn?
Of course.
Okay. That Schwinn, you go on eBay, these things are, you know, $2,000.
Really?
Well, the crazy ones, you know,
with the silver
old school ones with the gas tank
sparkling. Yeah, like a stick shift 5-speed in the middle, and they like had drum brake. Oh, they were like choppers and little. They had like apple crates, and the girl ones were called like the slick chick, and the foxy lady. All these names.
Oh, they've got bad names now.
Really? The crystal knot.
No, they actually had a bike called the Fat Girl.
Really? That Schwinn had a fat girl?
No, it specialized had a fat girl.
I just realized, I was explaining to someone the difference. Here's how you know. Here's the difference between a good childhood and a bad childhood, and this is all you need to know. Levi's and Schwinn versus Huffy and Toughskins.
There you go.
I was a Huffy and Toughskin man.
Did you ever get beat up for that?
No. Here's the thing about Huffy and Toughskins when you come from that family. You don't need to get beat up. You're getting beat up.
Life is a beating.
Riding the Huffy to the JCPenney.
It's painful enough.
Yeah, riding the Huffy over to pick up the super denim at JCPenney, that's getting beat up.
And Adam has maintained that beating theme throughout his life.
That's right.
Just beat yourself up so no one else has to do the job.
No, yeah, what Schwinn did you have, Drew?
I had the blue Stingray.
Oh, don't you ever complain to me. Don't you ever. You know, Drew's always, all he does is complain about his cheap parents and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, my dad, when I was riding my Stingray to prep school, my dad used to tell me, it's like, what? Stingray?
How dare you?
How dare you complain to me?
You know what Stingrays and fat chicks have in common? They're both fun to ride until your friends see you on one.
That's right. You know, it usually works for moped, but that was a nice on-the-fly twist and tie.
I figured if I threw a moped in there, it would have been too cool.
It worked.
Tro?
Yeah.
Tro?
Yes.
19?
Yeah.
Hey, Tro.
What's up?
Hi. Not much. I'm just calling because I heard you guys talking about online dating and kind of dissing it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell you that it's successful sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Rarely, but yes.
Not in your case, but
well,
yes.
Anything can be successful.
In my case, it was very successful.
What happened?
I met a guy on Craigslist, and we're still together, and we're doing really well.
You met him where?
On Craigslist. Why? You're going to let him plug the website again?
I wonder if it's some service. Was it a dating service, or was it something that people use sort of as a random, you know?
Well, I was on there to look for housing and jobs and stuff like that because I'm moving to Pittsburgh for school. And I saw that they had a personal section, which was bizarre. And I ended up putting up a personal ad for fun, and he responded, and he was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
What did your personal ad say?
Well, the title was, Why Are All Hot Guys Jerks? And then it says, I'm 19, so that the people responding know what age.
Wow, that'll attract them.
Uh huh. 19. And how do you look? You good looking?
Yeah, I'm not bad looking.
All right.
I'm all right.
So what did you discover about all hot guys being?
And
jerks?
Is this guy hot?
Yeah. Yes.
He is.
And
obviously, he's going to be a nice guy because
he's hot and he's trolling for chicks
for
online.
Yeah. Why is he trolling online for new arrivals to town?
This is why I called because. There's, like, this weird voodoo thing about going online looking for lovers or just friends or people to hang out with. The thing is that some people, like in my case, just don't have good social places to go to meet other people. Like, I'm an actress, and most of the people in my casts and shows are in the 40s or the 50s. And there's just, like, not many people in my own age group to kick it with.
Not to mention gay. All right.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, right.
Okay. Oh, shocking.
Yeah. But the, again, the hot guy trolling online still isn't fitting together.
All right.
For
me. All right. Well, whatever. She thinks he's hot, right. You know. Yeah. All right.
Well, he's good looking. He's definitely good looking. All of my friends.
Anything can work once.
At least
right.
His mom says so.
Right. And by the way, there's such a thing as a guy. You know how there's the ugly dudes or the spindly dudes who get tons of poontang?
Yeah.
For every one of them, for every one of those, I can't believe that guy gets that. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a good-looking guy who don't get anything. Mm. See, this doesn't exist in the female realm. Hot-looking chick, like a tall, busty, blonde chick, is always going to be in demand. Once in a while, there are good-looking guys who are physically good specimens who aren't sexually into. They don't exude
is
the
it
confidence.
The biology, or is they just are they slow
women,
self-esteem?
Women use
what is
their
that?
Nose as much as they use their eyes.
No, it's got to be a confidence thing. Yeah. I got a lot of friends that just, you know, you walk in with two separate people and one just starts talking to everybody. He'll walk into a bar and just instantly get numbers.
It's total confidence with guys. Mm-hmm. But for every one of the confident, ugly guys, there's a good-looking guy who ain't getting what he should.
I know it's 2004, but I would imagine personality still has a little pool
these
days.
We're trying to weed it out, though. We're looking for
it. We don't discuss it on this show.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, everybody, that's the show. Ronnie, Chad, thanks. You've been delightful. And X Games, everybody, going on as we speak all weekend out here in Los Angeles. Crazier than ever. Next year in Los Angeles, too?
They haven't even...
Who knows?
They haven't said yet.
But they've been going 2-2, we were talking about?
Yeah, they've been doing 2 years every location. There's rumors floating around of, you know, an East Coast city.
Right.
And there's rumors floating around of doing a third year.
All right. Well, if they're not, if they are here next year, we'll see you next year. And if not, everyone, you want to enjoy it while it lasts going on this weekend out here in Southern California. I want to thank engineer and I should say, I'm all screwed up looking at Drew. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job all week long. Engineer Anderson for being light on his fingers. Junior producer Lauren for doing a great job. Producer Ann for booking. Great names all week long, and engineer Chris for putting up with all my junior college abuse. And, of course, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.